Hangout with Heather is proudly brought to you by Sorbet Four Ways Mall and Big Blue Clothing, South Africa. Well, hello there and welcome back to Hangout with Heather with me, Heather Hook, here with you on Niche Radio. I'm so excited to be back with you guys and to be sharing everything that's going on in Josie this week. I've got so much to tell you. I'm not even going to waste time. I'm going to leap straight into it right away. But before I do that, Tomorrowland Unite was epic. I had such a blast. You might have heard me talking about it on the podcast for the last couple of weeks. It was an absolute, absolute epic evening. And I must say a very big well done to Sabrina Fick, my competition winner, who won her set of double tickets to join me at Tomorrowland last week, Saturday, at the Ticket Pro Dome. She did an absolutely amazing job and tweeted up a storm. So well done, Sabrina, and I hope you had an absolute blast at the party. We had about 10,000 people at the Ticket Pro Dome on Saturday, and they literally went to town. Life-size mushrooms, a clock, psychedelic outfits, flowers, flags, just literally an otherworldly experience. The stage was amazing and beautiful. It took them 3 days to build up that stage. You might have seen me tweeting some of the pictures from the build-up. Really, really impressive, and a complete replica of the actual stage in Belgium. And I mean, it was literally to the point where when CO2 cannons and pyrotechnics went off in Belgium, they went off in South Africa. When the glitter bomb exploded all over us, it was exploding in Belgium as well. Absolutely fantastic. Our local DJs really got the crowd going. Roger Good was fantastic. Carl Watson was absolutely amazing. The South African guys did an absolutely great job. And then at 9:15, we crossed over for a 4-hour live stream to Belgium. And we listened to Nicky Romero. We listened to Afrojack. It was absolutely amazing. And I have to say, I was so impressed with the quality of the performance and the sound and everything, the lighting, everything, to a completely international standard. I was really, really blown away. And considering that we were live streaming for 4 hours, I actually only picked up 2 hiccups in the live stream. And I was really impressed that we, as South Africans, managed to actually keep that connection going for 4 hours without dropping. Because, I mean, we all know what internet and all that kind of stuff's like in this country. So a big, big shout out to SJN Agency, who were in charge of all the PR, and everybody from Tomorrowland Unite SA, who did an absolutely fantastic job in pulling off this event. And if you were wondering if it was something that you should attend and you weren't sure if you should come, I can highly recommend it for next year. And I hope to see you guys there, because I had an absolutely amazing blast. In fact, here is a very short little clip of what it sounded like at Tomorrowland on Saturday. And now on to what is going on in and around Johannesburg this week. It is a bumper-packed week. I mentioned last week that I had a competition running for you guys at Barnyard Theatre in Rivonia to win a table for 10, okay? So that is up for grabs on Tuesday, the 2nd of August. It is valued at 1,800 Rand. All I need you to do is tweet me at Heather L. Hook, and you also need to include at Barnyard Theatre, and the hashtag is Hollywood Walk of Fame. That's all you have to do. Just tweet me. I don't need you to go absolutely bonkers. I just need one tweet. You're going to go into the random lucky draw machine, and the winner will be announced on Thursday, the 28th of July at midday. So get a tweeting to win tickets to see Hollywood Walk of Fame at Barnyard Rivonia. It is going to be absolutely fantastic. I love Barnyard to death. And then we've also got Good Food and Wine Show coming up this week, which is very exciting. Anybody who knows me knows I like my wine. I also like my food. I think I like my wine more. But that is taking place this weekend at the Ticket Pro Dome again. Friday the 29th through to Sunday the 31st of July. The times for Friday and Saturday are from 10 in the morning till 9 at night. And then on Sunday, it's from 10 in the morning till 6 in the evening. It is going to be so much fun. There's going to be cooking demos and masterclasses. There's a baking theater, cake decorating, wine tasting, anything to do with enjoying good food and wine. Now, the Good Food and Wine Show is Africa's largest culinary event, and the theme this year is fresh. So it's all about the prevailing global obsession with sustainability, how do we create a healthier planet, and is basically inspired by the global trend for urban farming and the gradual urbanization of rural contexts. So this is going to be the thread that's going to be running throughout the show. So it's going to be very healthy. It's going to be very, looking at sustainability and creating, sustainable growth, etc., for food products, etc. So I know that sounds all very technical, but it is going to be an absolute blast. And we've got some amazing chefs that are going to be in doing cooking demos. We've got Matt Moran, we've got Jenny Morris, Claire Allen, and even Jay something from Mikasa is going to be cooking up a storm in the demo kitchen there. So don't miss out. The tickets are available on ticketpros.co.za and range in price from 126 Rand for adults down to 100 Rand for seniors and for students, and 50 Rand for kids between 13 and 18, and kids under 13 are obviously for free. There's also weekend passes. There's a whole variety of different packages available. So get yourself onto ticketpros.co.za and get your hands on your tickets for the Good Food and Wine Show. You can also hit them up on Twitter. They are at Good Food SA, and the hashtag for this weekend is GFWS 2016. Good Food Wine Show, GFWS 2016. I'm heading through on Friday evening with my partner in wine, and we're going to go and have an absolutely amazing time. So I hope to see you guys there. Then I've been talking about it over the last couple of months, and this is your last and final reminder that Slava Snow Show is opening at the Teatro in Monte Cassino on Tuesday evening. Get your tickets now. I've heard from the PR company that they are pretty much almost sold out. There are still some seats available for selected shows, so get yourself onto CompuTicket.com. Go and get your hands on your tickets. Again, there's family packages available. Certain shows are cheaper than others. They've also offering some great show and stay packages to stay at Monte Cassino and see the show. So go on to CompuTicket and go and have a look and see what's happening. So that is Slava's Snow Show, which is happening at the Teatro Monte Cassino, and it kicks off on this Tuesday. My goodness, I'm confused. It's kicking off today, the 26th. Yes, that's right. So guys, don't miss out. This is going to be absolutely fantastic. And you can also get them on Twitter at Slava's Snow Show, and it is going to be a blast for old and young. I'm extremely looking forward to it. And now it is time for our second competition of the show. I'm on a roll today. So if you have not yet heard of Storm, who is South Africa's latest singing sensation, then I suspect that you might have been living under a rock. Or if you have teenagers or tweens in your house, I'm pretty sure that his singles have been on repeat ad nauseum, so I'm sure you probably know all the lyrics. Anyway, for those of you who don't know, Storm is an absolutely amazing young performer who's literally just blasted onto the scene, although he has been hard at work for the last couple of years, and he has shared the stage with some of South Africa's biggest stars, for example, Lochinvil, Euphonic, and Blackbird. And he is actually currently a student at the Campus of Performing Arts. So he's really into his music, and he's been at this for quite a while. His first single to be released was called Keep Calm, and it has been playing since then on 5FM, KFM, and Jacaranda, to name but a few. I know he's currently working on his EP, and he is having a showcase this Saturday evening, the 30th of July, at the venue in Melrose Arch. But before I give you any more details, let me play you a little clip from Storm's single Keep Calm, so you know what I'm talking about.
Keep calm, little child. One day you'll be a pretty woman. Keep calm, little child. One day you'll be a pretty woman.
And that is Storm. I must say, I'm really enjoying his music. It's quite an interesting blend of funk, pop, and deep house, which gives him a very unique sound. And I have to say, he really is growing on me the more I listen to his music. So I'm very excited to announce that I have 5 sets of double tickets valued at 300 Rand per set. So that is 1,500 Rands worth of tickets to go and see Storm live this Saturday, the 30th of July, the venue in Melrose Arch. The showcase is on from 5 until 6:30, and then there is a meet and greet with Storm himself from 6:30 until 7. All you have to do is tweet me, Heather L. Hook. You also need to include Storm, obviously. So his handle is at Storm in Africa. And tell us, I want to meet Storm. That's all you have to do. So tweet Heather L. Hook, Storm in Africa, and say, I want to meet Storm. That's all you have to do to win one of 5 sets of double tickets to go and see Storm on Saturday evening. I'll be announcing the winners on Friday afternoon. That's the 29th. So by 4 o'clock on Friday afternoon, you will know if you are going to go and see Storm in Africa on Saturday, the 30th of July. If you're not sure that you're going to win or you don't want to take the risk, tickets are obviously still on sale. You can get them on Quicket, and it is www.quicket.co.za, and the tickets are 150 Rand each. But I suggest you enter the competition. 5 sets of double tickets up for grabs. Do not miss out on this one, guys. It is going to be absolutely epic. And then my last little segment for the week was an unexpected visit to Jackson's Real Food Market, which is at the Riverside Shopping Center in Bryanston. I've driven past quite a lot. I've seen it in the corner. I wasn't really sure what went on, and it looked like a restaurant, but I wasn't really sure. And I wound up going there for breakfast this week, and I have to say, I absolutely loved the concept. Everything is fresh, whole, and organic, preservative-free, low-carb, and everything that you need to live a healthy lifestyle. So if you're banting, this is the ideal place for you. If you're into healthy eating and avoiding preservatives and additives, this is a place for you to buy all your fresh ingredients that you need to make your dishes, and then obviously some great sort of dried products, pastas, and all that sort of stuff on the shelves. Jackson believes in its supporting local farmers. It's a very small artisanal food market, and all their suppliers are local farmers from around South Africa who supply them organic, fresh produce that they have on their shelves. But let me not say any more. Let me actually let you listen to a clip that I recorded with Gary Jackson, the owner of Jackson's Real Food Market. Have a listen.
Real food for us is putting the fun back into food. I think that's a big part of it. It's making it visually appealing and making sure that customers get good ingredients and don't get as little preservatives, hormones, antibiotics, fillers, and also dropping sugar and dropping the amount of carbs in food. I think that's critical for the, you know, in terms of the new way and in terms of having a healthier lifestyle.
And banting.
And obviously low carb or banting is a big drive, and it makes sense to everybody really to drop sugar and your refined carbs.
Yeah.
We don't say no carbs, but we say drop carbs. And
sure,
the carbs that you do eat, let them at least be the good carbs, and they are good carbs.
And you're open 7 days a week. What are your hours?
We open 7 days a week. We open at 8 every morning, and we close at 6. And on the weekends until 4 on a Saturday and 3 on a Sunday.
Fantastic, Gary, thank you. And you'll find me shopping here more often, I'm sure.
Awesome, I look forward to helping you around the store.
There you have it, guys. All your fresh produce at Jackson's Real Food Market at Riverside Shopping Centre in Bryanston. Their contact details, 011-463-1598. Or if you want to email them, you can get them on info@jacksonsrealfoodmarket.co.za. Open every day, get down there and go and chat to Gary, go chat to his staff. They're all super friendly and they have some really amazing produce on their shelves. So I will definitely be hanging out there a lot more often. So that is it, guys. My time is up. Sadly, I have to love and leave you. You know what to do. The 2 competitions, Barnyard tickets. You need to tweet me and you need to include Barnyard Theatre with the hashtag Hollywood Walk of Fame. And I've just mentioned the Storm in Africa showcase. You need to tweet myself and Storm and say, I want to come and see Storm. And that is it. You are welcome to head on over to my website, www.heatherhook.com. All the competitions are on the website. They're also on my Facebook page, which is Facebook heather.com/heatherlhook. If you feel that I should be covering an event or you would like to invite me to an event to come and cover it, I'm always willing to see what's on and what's happening in Jersey. You can drop me an email, heather@heatherhook.com. You've got my Twitter handle. You can get me on Instagram, Heather Louise Hook, and just get involved, tweet, and have a good time and find out what's happening in and around this beautiful city of ours, Joburg. I wish you a wonderful week further, and I look forward to connecting with you guys next week. Have a beautiful day. Bye.